after the fourth mitzvah, which the Ramban lists in the Shikras HaLabim, the Ramban quotes a pasuk in Chumash, which reads, "Lazizbach Lashem." It's in Chumash Vayikra. You're not permitted to shecht any korban that has a mum. Lazizbach Lashem alakecha shovas. You're not allowed to shecht the korban in the Azara. Sheyibah mum called davara ki tavas Hashem alakecha hu. So the Gemara, the Ramban quotes a Gemara that one who is magdish, one who is shecht a balmum gets malchus. He did an avera sheyish bo maisa. Lav sheyish bo maisa, he gets malchus. So the Gemara says, one is magdish, the balmum gets malchus. One who shechts it, one is mekabel adam, one is melech adam, one is zarek adam, one is makta the emurim. Each step of the way, you get malchus. So this lav, the Rambam does count. One who shechts a korban that has a mum gets malchus. The Ramban just says that the sifro has a comment on the pasuk. Masizbach l'shem alakech hashor baser sheyeh bo mum kol davar ro. How do you translate kol davar ro? So the Tanoim every so often interpret the word davar as dibur, speech. Take for example, v'zed davar haratzeach. So the Gemara says, v'zed dibur haratzeach, that if a person killed b'shogeg and has to run away to the Ari Miklod, and he's a prominent rabbi, and they want to give him a big kibbutim, they want to be inhabit him. So he has to tell him, I'm here because I killed somebody b'shogeg. He has to say, why is there? If they insist, they still want to give him a kavod, okay. But he has to do dibur, v'zed dibur haratzeach. Or the Gemara has such a comment on the Parsha of Ribis. It says, you're not allowed to take neshech kesef, neshech oichel neshech, kol dover asher yishach. So neshech kesef means if I lend you $1,000 and say I want back an extra $100 at the end of the year, I want 10% interest. That's neshech kesef. What's neshech oichel? A farmer wants to plant seeds in the ground, he doesn't have any seeds. So he asks the next door neighbor, farmer, could you lend me 10 bushels of grain? And next year I'll give you back 11 bushels of grain. So he took 10 bushels, he borrows 10 bushels, and he promises to give back 11 bushels. That's neshech ochel. What's neshech kol davar? So kol davar, any item. So let's say a dentist wants to borrow 5 ounces of silver from another dentist in order to fill teeth. And then he promises him that if he lends him the 5 ounces of silver, he'll give him back 5.5 ounces next year. So that's ribis. So the simple pshad, neshech kesef, neshech oichel, neshech kol tov ashiyishach, anything that you want to give ribis on. So the rabbis in the Gemara have a drasha, neshech kol tov and neshech kol dibur, that there's such a thing as ribis dibarim. Let's say I borrow $1,000 from you, and I agree to pay back $1,000. And you say, no, that's all. You're just going to pay me back $1,000. I want you to go tell everybody what a wonderful person I am, that I lent you the $1,000. I want you to tell everybody what a big tzaddik I am, and so on. So he's giving me back more than I gave him. I borrowed $1,000, and then I'm going to give him back more. I'm going to give him $1,000 in cash, plus $100 worth of PR. I'm going to go tell the whole world what a wonderful guy he is. But let's say he feels bad that nobody ever greets him. So he says, I'm lending you $1,000 on the understanding that every day when I come into shul, you should say, good morning. So that's also ribbis. If you want to say good morning every day, it's not a problem. But if I make that a clause, I make that a condition in the loan, I'm lending you the $1,000 on the condition that you pay me back more than $1,000, you pay me back with extra diburim. So that's called ribbis divar. So very often the Gemara will have such a drasha. It says the word dover in the Chumash, and the Chazal will give an additional level of interpretation of the Torah Shebaal Peh, that the word dover means dibur. So here also, the Gemara says, L'sizbach l'ashem l'akecho, shavas ha'shiyeh bo mum, g'nav l'ashech the carbon that has a mum, or kol diburah, any carbon which you passel by a diburah. What's a diburah? Pigul. If I shech the carbon, and I have in mind, the Gemara talks about machsheves pigul. Machsheves pigul means you have in mind to eat the carbon after its zman. Every carbon has a zman amokam. So if it's achatos and enosham, the zman achila is yom v'laylo ad chatzos. So let's say I have in mind, I'm shechting achatos and enosham, have in mind to put away some of the meat and to eat it tomorrow. So that's not allowed. That's after the Zman. Or I'm shechting a korban shlamim, and the Zman Achila is today, tonight, and tomorrow. Shnei yamim v'layla echad. And I shech the korban. I have in mind that I want to eat it next week. I'm going to put away the meat in the freezer and eat it next week. So when you want to eat it, chutz l'zmanoi, that's called pigul. If you want to eat it, chutz l'mkoma, every korban has a mokum. If it's kachi kachim, like a chatas and an osham, then the mokum is the azara. If it's kachim kalim, like a shlamim, like korban pesach, like a pchor, a meiser, so the mokum is Yerushalayim. So if I bring a shech the korban chatas and osham, have in mind to eat it outside of the azara. Have in mind to eat it in Yerushalayim. Or a shech the kachim kalim, have in mind to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So that's not pigul in the sense that it, when you eat pigul, you chayv kares. So if you eat pigul b'shoigig, you chayv to bring a chatos. Whoever violates an aver b'shoigig, which if he would have violated it b'mezid, he would have been chayv kares. So if he violates such an aver b'shoigig, you chayv chatos. So there's only a chiyuv kares and a chiyuv chatos b'shoigig on a korban that was brought chutz lizmano, where the machshev is chutz lizmano. If you plan to eat it after its time. If you plan to eat a techazman, so it's possible the embo chorus. Strictly speaking, it's not really called pigul. So the Ramban points out several Gemaras, but the Gemara calls it pigul. Strictly speaking, al pidin is not really pigul, but as a slang expression, we would call it pigul. Like in Yiddish, the Gemara sometimes has this also. We declare any food that's not kosher, we say it's treif. Strictly speaking, treif is only if the animal is diseased. And you gave it a good shechita, so then it's a treifa. The meat in the AMP is not a treifa. Meat in the AMP is nevela. If you have meat and by mistake you cooked it with milk, that's not treif. That's basa v'cholov. They're three different things. Nevela means if it never had a shechita. Treifa means it had a perfect shechita, but the animal has diseases. And basa v'cholov is a totally different thing. So nonetheless, in Yiddish we call everything treifa. Everything is not allowed to be eaten. The same over here, we call both of them pigul, even though strictly speaking, the only machshavas psul that makes pigul is the machshava of chutz lizbana. Machshava chutz l'mkoma doesn't make pigul, it's pasul the ein bokaris. So the Mishnah is always talking about hamachashev machshavas chutz lizbana and machashev machshavas chutz l'mkoma. Tosfos and every other mesichta raises the issue. Does it mean machashev means the person is thinking? Machashev means the person says it. Maybe if he just thinks that he wants to eat a chutz l'zmanoi, he wants to eat a chutz l'mkoma, maybe thinking alone doesn't passel. Maybe it only passels if he actually says it. That's the question. When you talk about kavana, you talk about machshava just means you're thinking. Let's say the Gemara has a din, when a man wants to divorce his wife, he has to write a get l'shmo. So this he appoints a sofer to write the get for him. So when the sofer writes the get, is it sufficient if he has in mind? He's writing the get lishma that this couple should get divorced. Or is it necessary for him to say, "Areini kaisel get zel lishma lishma l'shem gerishin"? Maybe machshavas lishma is the same as machshavas pigul, and maybe machshavas pigul means dibur. Or let's say when you make tzitzis lishma, when you tie the tzitzis, there's a machlekes tzitzis in the Rambam, but you have to tie the strings on the garment lishma. So is it? So we're machmer that you have to have in mind lishma. So the Mishnah Brewer points out that according to Hefa, the Rishonim, according to many Rishonim, machshavas lishma is not enough. That you're just thinking. It means I have to say explicitly, I'm tying the tzitzis on the beged l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Or let's say you want to blacken your tefillin. So if the tefillin are black already and you want to put on some more paint to protect it from to prevent it from becoming puzzle, so you didn't really blacken the tefillin. Let's say the tefillin are no longer black. It got enough black paint rubbed off that the tefillin are puzzle. So now when you blacken the tefillin, you have to have an asiyah lishma. So is it necessary to say, I'm blackening the tefillin l'shem kedushas tefillin? Or is it enough to have this in mind? Obviously he has it in mind. So that's a big machlokes on the, when they sell this little pencil, when they sell the pen with the ink to dye to blacken the tefillin. So they write on the container of the ink, before you blacken your tefillin, you should say, I'm blackening the tefillin l'shem kedushas tefillin. And the same when you tie the tzitzis. That's all based on this big machlekes of Rishonim, Taisus and every other mesichta, in Psachim and in Bab Metzia, and in Kiddushin and in Menachas and Zvachim, and more mesichtas. Taisus and every other mesichta raises this topic, and the Rosh and all the other Rishonim talk about it. When you need Machshavas Lishma. Is it necessary to have Dibur, or is it enough with Machshava? When you want to have Machshavas Shalo Lishma, to puzzle something, or when you have a Machshavas Pigol, Machshavas means Machshava to think, or Machshava means Dibur. Machshava does mean thinking is Lamala Velamar, maybe it means Dafke if you say it. So that's how it sounds for this Gemara. The more comments on the pasuk, "Lezizbach l'Hashem alakecha shor v'aser sheba mum," you're not allowed to shech the carbon that has the mum, or you're not allowed to shech the carbon that has kol dibura, kol davara in the sense of kol dibura. You're not allowed to say that thinking means saying. You're not allowed to say, "I have a mind to eat it." Chutz lizmana, chutz l'mkoma. And then the pasuk says, "Kisravas Hashem alakecha hu." What's toyavas Hashem? Toyava means it's an abomination. What is the word? How does the word Ta'eva fit in over here? Ta'eva means something that absolutely is absolutely awful. What's so absolutely awful over here? So the Tanoim say Ta'avas Hashem Elokechu means a different thing. If you have a shor that was a shor hanirva or shor haraveya, if the animal was involved in mishka behema with a human being, either the animal initiated it or the human being initiated. So that animal is pasul hakrav, or shor shaharagas adam, or nevad, if someone worshipped avodah zarah. So avodah zarah, gilui arayis, and shvichas damim are the three principal averis that are really called ta'eva. So the tanoim understand ketravas Hashem elokechu, not that this is the reason why a balmum is pasul hamizbeach. The pasuk has three parts to it. You're not allowed to shecht the balmum, semicolon. You're not allowed to shecht kol davarah. Called Diburah, you're not allowed to shecht pigul, with a machsheves chutz l'zman chutz n'komo, semicolon, you're not allowed to shecht toyeva. Toyeva means avodah zarah, gilui arayis, and shvichas damim. An animal that was involved in mishka behema, an animal that shor shaharga sa'odam, a nakhon shaharga sa'odam, or a shor that was neva, that people worshipped. So you're not allowed to shecht this as a korb. So the Ramban has a taina, why the Rambam only counted the mitzvah, the loisese, not to bring balimumin, he should have mentioned these parts of the loisese as well. That you're not allowed to shecht a carbon with a machsheves pigul, and you're not allowed to shecht the carbon in the Beis Hamikdash, which has a psul of mukta v'nevad, and so on, all posul of carbonus. The Ramban says this lav should include all posul of carbonus. He gives an example, let's say, kachim, Shchitasam batzofon, it says in Ezel Mikon. The Mizbeach, when you look straight ahead in the Beis HaMikdash, you're looking towards Mairav, west. So the right-hand side of the Azora is north, and the left-hand side, if straight ahead is west, so obviously north is this way. So the right-hand half of the Azora, if you divide the Azora in half, so the right-hand side of the Azora is tzofon. So the din is that all kachikachim have to have shchitasam atzofan v'kibol daman v'klisharis batzofan. You have to have shchit and kabbalah v'tzofan. What if you take a kachikachim and you take it to the left hand side of the azara and you shecht it there? The right hand side is always considered more important. The right hand half of the azara is more important than the left hand side, and the kohanim are supposed to be righties and they're supposed to be makor v'olah korbanos with their right hand. If a kohen is a lefty or a kohen is a righty and he does the avodah with the left hand, so the avodah is mechulelet, possible b'diyed. So the Ramban quotes a Gemara, what if a person takes a kachikachim to Dorum, to the left hand side of the Azor, and he shechts it there? So he makes it possible. If you do the shechit of kachikachim in Dorum, it's possible. So the Ramban says, that too is included in this pasuk. L'sizbach l'Hashem alakecho, ina l'reshech the balmum, a kol davara, if it's a pigul, with a machsheves pigul, or ta'avas Hashem alakecho, if it's avodah zarah gilavas ha'shvichas damim, or if there's any psul. See, as a taina against the Rambam, why the Rambam didn't mention this? What do you mean the Rambam didn't mention? The Rambam counted the lav not to be makriv balei mumin. It's included in that lav is all of the psulim. It's not really such a strong taina. The Rambam counts it as one lav. Everything is included. So his taina is why the Rambam didn't say so. But you don't count it as a separate lav. He says, this is mitzvah number four that the Rambam forgot to mention. The Rambam doesn't have to mention it as a separate lav. He counted the lav not to shecht bali mum, and included in that lav is not to shecht any korban. That's possible for whatever reason. There is an issa to be makriv possible or korbanis on the mizbeach. He said, this is the issa. This is the issa. The Tosfos Yontef, Amishnayis, and Zvachim raises the question. There are Mishnayos where it says beferish that there's an avera, it's usur to be makrib pasul of karbanos on the mizbech. But the Tosfos Yontef has a standard commentary on the side of the big Mishnayos. He wants to know where is the lav. He doesn't know where the lav is. So the Ramban says this is the lav. Asizbach l'Hashem alakecho shoras hashir b'mum semicolon or kol davara semicolon or teravas Hashemu. If it's to'eva, any korban that's possible for whatever reason is a lav that you're not allowed to be makrevit. It's not only like sizbach. There's a lav on shchita, lav on hakdosha, and it's a lav on kabbalah sadam, halacha sadam, zrika sadam, haktoris emurim. Every step of the way, there's an aver. The Gemara has the Ramban at the end of mitzvah dalid. Refers you to a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, where the Gemara has a dispute if a person shechts a korban and has machsheves pigul, does he get malchus or not? Usually the rule is one only gets malchus if he violated an avera, which is alav sheyesh bo maisa. If a person violates an avera aidei machsheve or aidei dibur, we consider that alav sheein bo maisa. There are three categories of human activities. There's machsheve, dibur, and maisa. So in order to get malchus, the halacha insists that it has to be alav sheyesh bo maisa. It's not sufficient if it has machshava, and it's not sufficient if it has dibur. The aver has to be done with a maisa. See, the Gemara has a machlekes. What if a person shechts a korban? At the time that he's shechting the korban, he has a machshava's pigul. Is that called alav sheyesh bo maisa because he's doing the aver aidei machshava, aidei dibur? Or should I say no? That it's alav sheyesh bo maisa. Because he's shechting. The shechita is not the avera. The avera is that he has the machsheves psul, that he's pasling it. So is that, on the one hand, is it called lav sheyesh b'mais, or is it called lav sheyesh b'mais? So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. It's interesting, the Chafetz Chaim has a whole running commentary on all the Seder Kochim. We don't have any riff on Seder Kochim. The riff only wrote on Noshim and Ezekin and Moyed, those in Mechulin, those mesichtets that are relevant to halacha l'mais. The Rif didn't write halachas on Kochim. So the Chofetz Chaim wrote an invitation Rif. It's called Likuti Halachas. Because the Rif is called Hilchas HaRavalfas, the halachas. The Rishonim call it Sefer HaHalachas. So the invitation that the Chofetz Chaim wrote is called Likuti Halachas. Didn't want anybody to think that it's really written by the Rif. So he calls it Likuti Halachas, a different name. Then on the bottom of the page, he has Zevach Toida. He has his comments, which are relevant halacha l'maisa. So on Daf Chav Tesam based on this Gemara in Zvachim, whether one is Mechashev, Machshevus Pigul on Karbonus, whether you get Malchus or not, Chavetz Chaim wrote that he had a son who died at a very young age. I think he was 19 or some 19 or 20, and he was very talented in learning, and he had a tremendous future ahead of him. And then he got sick and he died. So to memorialize the son, he printed a Dvar Torah by the son on this Gemara, on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. He has a whole discussion. What are the two tzedodim? What are the two opinions in the Gemara? Whether this is called Alav Sheyesh Bo Ma'is or it's called Alav Sheyein Bo Ma'is. Mitzvah Hay is along the same lines as Mitzvah Dalet. He has a taina against the Rambam. Why the Rambam only mentions that you're not allowed to eat pigul. Pigul is if you have a korban that you shechted it intending to eat it chutz l'zmanoi. What if you shecht the korban and you intend to eat it chutz l'mkomo? So then it's pasul v'yein bo koris. If you have a machsheves chutz l'zmanoi, I plan to eat the kachi kachim tomorrow, or I plan to eat the kachim kalim 2 days from today after the zman is up. Then it's going to be pigul v'yesh bo koris. And if I have an intention of eating it toch hazman b'chutz l'mkomo, so then it's pasul v'yein bo koris. Strictly speaking, it's not called pigul. In slang, the Gemara will call it pigul, but strictly speaking, it's not pigul. But it pasuls the korban. So the Rambam writes that there is a lav for whoever eats pigul. The Rambam he should have mentioned that there is also a lav for one who eats a korban which became nifsal because of machsheves. So basically it's not a taina should be counted as another mitzvah. It's not another mitzvah. The Rambam, when he quoted the prohibition that you're not allowed to eat pigul, should have said that included in this lav is that you're not allowed to eat a korban that's nifsal because they had a machsheves chutz l'mkomam. But here the Ramban is trying to figure out 17 mitzvahs that the Rambam left out. So mitzvah 4, mitzvah 5 is very questionable. Are these really mitzvahs that the Rambam left out? These are, the Rambam failed to mention when he spoke about the Isser, the Shecht the Balmum, he should have said included in this Isser is not the Shecht any korban that's possible. And when he writes that, when the Rambam wrote the Lois Esse, not to eat pigul, he even tells you which number it is in the Minyan HaRambam. Rambam does count the Isser not to eat pigul. So the Rambam should have said, included in that Isser is that you're not allowed to eat a korban that became nifsal because of a machsheves chutz l'mkomam. But it really shouldn't be counted as a separate lav. That's a little strange. Why the Ramban thinks that it should be counted as a separate lav? That's what the Megillus Esther points out. The Rambam thinks that it's included in the other lav. You can have a tain against the Rambam when he listed it off in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. He says the smag, Megillus Esther says, the smag is also a sefer mitzvahs. There are two swarms. There's the smag sefer mitzvahs gadol, and the smag samach mem kuf, the sefer mitzvahs katon. Both written by Balei HaTosfos. So the smag, the sefer mitzvahs gadol, is by Rav Moshe Mikutzi. And the smag, the sefer mitzvahs katon, is by another one of the Balei HaTosfos. So they often quote the smag. So he says, the sefer mitzvahs gadol counts in lav shin lamed zayin, that you're not allowed to eat either kind, not allowed to eat pigul machsheves chutz lizmanoi or machsheves chutz l'mkomo. So he says the smag includes both in one lav. He says the Ramban has a chiddush. He wants to count it as two different lavim. So he says maybe the Rambam holds it should be included in the same lav. You can have a taina. It's not a taina. The Rambam left out a lav. He should have mentioned it's included in the other lav. Mitzvah vav. The Ramban has a good taina. The Gemara has, in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin, the Mishnah says, a man can be Mekadosh and Isha, we can do Kiddushin, Bekesef or Beshava Kesef. That's what we do. The three ways to make Kiddushin, the opening Mishnah in Kiddushin says, can either, there's Kiddushin and there's Nisuin. So Kiddushin is Erisin, same as Erisin, and the woman is Aneshes Ish, Shalom Bebeis HaBaal. And after you do Hachnasa Lushuso, that's called Nisuin, then the woman becomes an Eshes Ish Beveis HaBaal. And the Gemara says, commenting on various psukim, Beisu Zuishto, it says the Kohen Gadol should say Vidui on behalf Chipa Ba'ado Ubiyad Beisa. He should be said Vidui on his own behalf and on behalf of his wife. Beisu Zuishto, so the Gemara says in Yuma, Beisu Zuishto is only if there was already Nisuin. If the Kohen Gadol is married to his wife, there's only Erisin, but there's no Nisuin, so she's not called Beis HaZulishta. That's the difference in definition between Arusa and Nisua, and Arusa is an Eshes Ish, Shelo Beveis HaBaal, and the Nisua is an Eshes Ish, Wiz Beveis HaBaal. So the Mishnah says, how do you create Kiddushin? Either Kesef, or Shtar, or Bia. So Bia, the rabbis prohibited, they consider that Pritzusa. You're not allowed to be Mekadosh and Isha B'Bia. So he left with the possibility of either kesef or shtar. So the Rambam writes, the minhag by the Orthodox Jews is that we do kiddushin bekesef. What does that line mean? The minhag by the Orthodox Jews is that we use kiddushin kesef because the Karaites, the Karaim, the Rambam lived in Egypt at a time that the place is swarming with Karaim. So the Rambam knew that the Karaim, there were different Karaim. There were Karaim from Europe and Asia and Africa, and they have different variations. Atzad HaShabbat, all three of them do not recognize Kiddushe Kesef, because that's a drosha of the Torah Shebal Peh. That's the first daf in Kiddushin. The Gemara says, Kicha Kicha Misdei Ephron. It says, Kiyikach Ishisha, and it says, Vayikach Is Kalartza Miyodei, that Avraham Avinu purchased the Moras HaMachpelo. So that's a drosha of the Torah Shebal Peh, so the Karoim don't accept that. So the Rambam writes, to demonstrate that we subscribe to the Torah Shebal Peh, we have chosen bedavke to do kiddush kesef. We don't do kiddush shtar. Kiddush shtar is Torah Shebichzav. Kiddush kesef is Torah Shebal Peh. So our meaning is we don't even do kiddush kesef with cash. We give a ring. We give a shove kesef. Shove kesef is a drush of the Torah Shebal Peh on top of another drush of the Torah Shebal Peh. It's all Torah Shebal Peh. The Karaim don't even accept Kiddushi Kesef if you give cash. We don't even do Kiddushi Kesef cash. We give a ring, which is Shavei Kesef, which is Dino Kesef. So the Mishnah says in Kiddushin that if you mekadesh an isha with a ring or with kesef, something Shavei Kesef, has to be a minimum value of a Shavei Pruta. So the Mishnah in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin gives you a full list of all these Suri Hanoah. Whatever is Asav Hanoah is considered Eino Shavei Pruta. So the Mishnah gives you a list. So it says, Tzipore Mitzora. When a Mitzora becomes Tahor, so you have to take Velakachla Mitaher, Shtei Tziporim Chayos Tahoros. You have to take two kosher birds, and one of them you set free, and the other one you shecht. So the Tzipa HaMashulachas, the one you set free, is Buta Bahanoah. The Tzipa HaShkuta, the one you shecht, is Asa Bahanoah. So the Mishnah lists Tzipori Mitzora as an Isuri Hanoah. The Mishnah also lists Seyon Nazir. When a Nazir completes his Naziris, he has an obligation, a din, he has to take a razor and shave off all the hair on his head. He doesn't have to shave off the beard. The beard was never included in the first place in the Kedushas Naziris. A Nazir is allowed to shave his beard when he's a Nazir. So when the Naziris is finished, he doesn't have to shave off the beard. The beard was never included in the Kedushas Naziris in the first place. The Pasuk says, V'kidashes Rosho b'yomahu. Rosho is only the top part of the head. The bottom part of the head is not called Rosho. So the Mishnah says that Seir Nazir is Asa Bahanoah. Petach Amor is Asa Bahanoah. We have a whole list of things that are Asa Bahanoah. So the Ramban, a mitzvah vav, has a taina why the Rambam didn't count each one of these as a mitzvah bifnei atzma. It's not only one mitzvah. He has a taina on Petach Amor, Seir Nazir, and Tzipor Hashkuta. He has three. He should have counted three different mitzvahs. Just quotes all the sources in the Gemara that it seems to say that this is a mitzvah slice essay, not to get hano. Same thing, Egla Rufa is also bano. Says the Rama should have counted that also. Egla Rufa, he has four tainas. The Rambam failed to say, he quotes all the dinim, the Rambam quotes all the dinim in the Mishnah Torah, but when he's listing the minyan mitzvahs, why didn't he count Egla Rufa Zasabano, Petach Amor, Seir Nazir, and the Tzipa Hashkutum? That's really a kasha on four mitzvahs. The Rambam is missing here. Then mitzvah Zayin, it's a good kasha. Megillas Esther gives a weak answer. He says that the Rambam feels that this is one of the Prote HaMitzvah. So since the Rambam already wrote that there's a mitzvah to be Mitahir, the Mitzorah, so one of the details how to be Mitahir the Mitzorah is that you have to have Shtei Tziporim Chayos Tahoros, the Tzipa Mishulachas is Muteres Bano, the Tzipa Shchuta is Asur Bano, it's a Prat Miprote HaMitzvah. The Rambam thinks that it shouldn't be counted as an independent mitzvah. Okay. Mitzvah Zayin. The Ramban, in the end of the Minyan HaMitzvah essay, claims that the Rambam forgot to list a mitzvah essay, that when you mafrish truma, you have to mafrish min ha-yofer. Baharim chem eschel bo mimenu. You always have to be mafrish min ha-yofer. That's mitzvah tes. And the listing of the mitzvah essay that the Rambam failed to mention, so as mitzvah test, the Rambam should have listed a mitzvah saseh to be mafrish min ha-yofer. So now he has a mitzvah slois essay. If you're mafrish min haro al ha-yofer, that constitutes an avera. So he quotes, the Gemara has in the beginning of Temura, the Gemara has a dispute between Abai v'Rava, an abstract machlokes. Milsa dam rachmana lo save. If there's some activity which the Torah forbids us from doing. So what if a person goes ahead and he doesn't? Can he possibly create a chalos by doing such an activity? The Torah said you have no right to do that. So you have no right to do it, so maybe it doesn't make sense that it should be able to bring about a chalos. Or maybe I should say no. The fact that it's considered an avera obviously implies that it does create a chalos. If it doesn't create a chalos, just a pantomime, you did something and it didn't have any effect, so where is the avera? So that's a machlokes. Milsa dam rachmana lo sabe. If there's some activity which the Torah prohibits, he went ahead and he did it, do you say Iovid loy mahani? If he went ahead and he did it, it cannot bring about a chalos. Or do you say no, Iovid mahani? If he goes and he does it, it will bring about a chalos. So the Gemara is bothered with the kash. The Torah says you're not allowed to be mafrish trumas min haro al hayofe. The farmer who's mafrish truma is not allowed to be mafrish min haro. He's not allowed to mafrish inferior quality for truma. And the Levi, who gets the Maaser Rishon, gets 10% of everything, has to take out 10% of that. That's called Maaser Min HaMaaser, Trumas Maaser, Maaser Min HaMaaser, and give that to the Kohen. So that Ben Levi also has to be Mafrish Min HaYofer. He's not permitted to be Torah Min HaRo. If the Levi is Torah Min HaRo, he's violated in Avera, but for the Yeved, the Hafrashas Truma is Chal, the Hafrashas Maaser Min HaMaaser is Chal. So the Gemara asked the question, why don't you say Iyovid Loi Mahani? Why don't you say that the whole Afrosha is not Chal at all? Shouldn't this be considered a milsa darmach manolo savid, an activity that the Torah says you have no right to do, so it should be a machloikas abai verava, whether Yovid Mahani, Yovid Lo Mahani. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara gives an answer to it. So the Ramban says the fact that the Gemara considers the farmer being mafrish bin haro, ala yofe, he's mafrish in inferior quality for the truma, the Gemara considers that a milsa darmach manolo savid, an activity which the Torah forbids us from doing, you see that it's a loisese, you see that it's a lav, you're not allowed to do it. So that's his taina. Why the Rambam didn't count that lav? Mitzvah ches is really a big chiddush. There are those who are not so convinced that the Ramban is right. They quote from Rav Elbel of Soloveitchik that he thought maybe the Ramban is not right. I thought it's ABC. I thought the Ramban was absolutely right. The Ramban quotes a passage from the Sifro. Sifro is the commentary that Tanoim wrote on Sefer Vayikra. The commentary of the Tanoim on Chumash Mos is called the Mechilta. The commentary on Bamidbar and Dvarim is called the Sifrei Debei Rav. Sifrei Debei Rav. Sifro is Ha Sefer, with the Hey idea. Like the word Yuma means Ha Yom, the special day. It's Yom Kippur. Masechas Yuma is about the special day, Yoma, the special day of Yom Kippur. So Sifro is about Ha Sefer HaMiyuchad, the special Sefer Vayikra. Vayikra is considered the very difficult Sefer, has all the laws of Kochim and Taras. Two-thirds of the Shisha Sidri Mishnah are there. So the Sifro has a comment on the Pasuk. The Chumash says that you're not permitted to be makriv on the Mizbeach Bali Mumin. And then it says, Miyad Benecha Lo Sakrivu. Not only is a Jew not allowed to be makriv Bali Mumin on the Mizbeach, if a non-Jew wants to make his own altar and bring Karbanos LaShamayim, so gizot tehei. You want to bring a balmum on, if the non-Jew wants to bring a balmum on his own altar, LaShamayim, that's okay. He just may not bring Mechusar Aver. He's going to bring an animal that's missing a limb, it's missing an eye, missing an ear. Mechusar Aver, that's an Avera for a non-Jew also to bring that. Tesis wants to know, what do you mean it's an Avera for a non-Jew? Which one of the Shevet Mitzvahs Ben Anach did he violate? That's a good question. But the Gemara says that he's not allowed to. A non-Jew is not allowed to be makrav on his own altar, a mechusar eiver. But a balmum is allowed to. What if the non-Jew wants to bring a korban to our Beis HaMikdash? He doesn't want to bring the korban to his God. He wants to bring the korban to the God of the Jewish people, to the true God, the invisible God in heaven above. So the Torah says, even though if he would have brought, the non-Jew would have wanted to bring the korban on his own altar, on his own private altar, l'ashamayim, it's okay, gzantahayit, as long as it's not mechusar eiver. But if he wants to bring it on the mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash, we may not accept bali mumin from the non-Jew. Miyad benecha lo sakrivu eslechem alakechem mikol eilam. So the simple pshat, it goes on a balmum. That's the simple reading of the psukim in that parsha in the middle of Chumash Vayikra. So the Tanoim have a comment in the Sifro, umiyad benecha lo sakrivu eslechem alakechem, is an additional iser. It's an additional level of interpretation. It's not the pshuto shel mikra. The Tanoim say you're not permitted to accept machzis hashekel from a non-Jew. Machzis hashekel was collected. All of the men in the Jewish community, the women are not obligated to give machzis hashekel. That's what it says in the Mishnah. It's only the men are obligated to give. So all the men have to give machzah shekel once a year, every year. And every year, the fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash begins with Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So every year, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you're supposed to purchase the Karbanos Tzibur, the Ein of the Tminim Umasaf from every day. You're supposed to purchase the Karbanos Tzibur with the newly collected machzah shekel money. But the Yevid, if you bring the Karbanos Tzibur, the Tminim Umasaf from purchase from last year's money, but Yevid, it'll be good. But L'chatchila, the Mishnah says you're supposed to buy every year, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan until next Rosh Chodesh Nissan, supposed to purchase the Karbanos Tzibur from the new machzah shekel money. So the Mishnah says, can a non-Jew volunteer to give machzah shekel? So the Mishnah says, no. A non-Jew can volunteer to bring an oil or shlamim, because we can volunteer. So the non-Jew can volunteer also. Oil or shlamim is bo ben eder and adobah. So a non-Jew can volunteer. But we cannot volunteer achatas in a nosham. Either you're mechuyev or you're not mechuyev. If a person is not mechuyev achatas oshem, it's not bo ben eder and adobah. So a non-Jew also cannot volunteer achatas v'yoshem. So the Mishnah says, a non-Jew cannot volunteer machzah shekel because a Jew can't volunteer machzah shekel either. You can only give machzah shekel once a year, every year. If a woman wants to give machzah shekel, women are not obligated. Noshim avodim ktanim, the Mishnah says, are not obligated to give machzah shekel, but if they give, we'll accept. Why is that? It's not called volunteering. The women have the full kedushas Yisrael just like the men. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed that Har Sinai, because you tell the men and the women, Kadosh Baruch proclaimed that all of the members of the Jewish people, men and the women equally, all have the same level of Kedushas Yisrael. So anyone asks, what does it mean Kedushas Yisrael? So the women theoretically have a degree of Kedushas Yisrael that should really be mechayev them in all the mitzvahs. The Noshim Avanim Ketanim, they should all be chayev in all the mitzvahs. They have an exemption from certain mitzvahs. They don't want to, they don't have to. But if they want to volunteer to do the mitzvah, it's not the same as a non-Jew who's volunteering to give machzah shekel. The non-Jew doesn't have a kedushas Yisrael. He has no shaychus with the mitzvahs. If a woman wants to volunteer to give machzah shekel, the Mishnah says, we do accept it. That's not considered mamish, a neder and a dover. She's fulfilling a mitzvah that she should have theoretically been obligated to observe, because she has a kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael doesn't just mean abstract Kedusha, holy, sanctity. Kedusha means you mechuyev in certain mitzvahs. When you say Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha as opposed to the rest of the world, it means that there are certain mitzvahs that can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. When you say Yerushalayim has more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, it means to say there are certain mitzvahs that only can be, they can only be fulfilled in Yerushalayim. When you say Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha, it means there are certain mitzvahs that can only be fulfilled in the Beis HaMikdash. And you say Kohanim have more Kedusha than everybody else, is that they have certain mitzvahs that we don't have. You say Leviim have more Kedusha than yourself. The Leviim have certain mitzvahs in the Beis HaMikdash that the Yisraelim are not allowed to do. So Kedusha means Kedushanim Mitzvah V'Tzivanim. So the women have the same Kedusha as the men, except there are certain mitzvahs. If they don't want to, they don't have to. So if a woman volunteers, Machtes HaShekel, Noshim HaVarim Ketan, that's not the same as a non-Jew volunteer. A non-Jew volunteer says, Legamre Eina Mitzvah V'Yosef. So the Mishnah says you don't accept the machzah shekel. A non-Jew cannot volunteer. So the Ramban quotes from the Torah's Kohanim, from the Sifro, that it's a lav. The simple reading of the pasuk Miyad Benechel Sakrivu Eslechem Alakechem Nikol Eile is referring back to a balmum. If a non-Jew wants to make his own boma and bring korbanos lashamayim, gizantehei, he can even offer a balimumen, but he's not allowed to offer mechusar eiver. If it's missing a limb, missing an eye poked out, and missing an ear, that's the goy is not allowed to be makru that. But if he wants to bring a korban l'shamayim on the mizbech in the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah says we don't allow him to bring a balmum on the mizbech in the Beis HaMikdash. We wouldn't allow him. So the Sifra has an additional level of interpretation, and the pasuk means we may not accept lo sakrivu eslechem alakechem mikolela. We may not accept machzus hashekel from a non-Jew. So the Ramban says the Rambam should have counted it as olav. The pasuk pshat in the pasuk goes on balmum. This is a drasha of the Torah shebal peh. So the Rambam already explained he's not going to include in the 14 sharoshim that the Rambam starts off with, the first half of the Sefer Mitzvahs. He says we have to find 613 mitzvahs al pipshuta shal mikra. Because in every generation, the Chachamim add on more and more drushes of the Torah Shebaal Peh. They have the right to add on. So what are you going to say? In every generation, we'll add on another 15 mitzvahs. In our generation, we'll have to throw out 15 mitzvahs from earlier generations. So the Rambam understood the 613 mitzvahs before you begin any drushes of the Torah Shebaal Peh. 613 mitzvahs lefi pshuto shel mikra. This mitzvah that the Ramban is tining, this is a drush of the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Pshuto Shel Mikra is talking about Balmum over here. So the Ramban has this taina, and the Ramban's position we understand. He doesn't count this lav because it's only a drush of Torah Shebaal Peh. But the Ramban in the middle throws in a line that the Rav Elbel Soloveitchik thought was very questionable. Ramban says, if a non-Jew will donate Machzis HaShekel, and then they'll go and they'll buy Karbanis Tibur, and they'll use some of the money that the non-Jew gave, all the Karbanis will be puzzled. We won't be Yotzei. In the Kabul Mehem Shkolim, if we'll accept Machzis HaShekel from the non-Jews, Yifaslu HaTmidim, the Tmidim himself will be puzzled. We won't be Yotzei Mipnei Shechelkam Pasalas HaKol, because what the non-Jew donates, that's private money. That's not Machzis HaShekel. The halacha says Karbanis Tzibur have to be purchased by the Tzibur's money. And the only money that's considered the Tzibur's money is the Machzis HaShekel. See, in a private Karban, let's say I know my next door neighbor was Machal Shabbos B'Shoigig and he has to bring a Karban Chatas and he can't afford it. Karban Chatas cost $1,000 to Rebbeim. He can't afford that. So I feel bad for him. So I'll send a check to the Beis Hamikdash, and I'll ask them in the Beis Hamikdash, please send a letter to my next door neighbor that someone has donated enough money to the Beis Hamikdash to buy a chatas for you. You don't even have to tell them who. So the Mishnah says that it's okay. I can be magdish a carbon, amanashi is kapa bochaber. Someone took a neder to bring an oil or a shlamim, so I can bring the carbon oil or shlamim on behalf of someone else. That's called Magdash Amanashi Iskaba Bochavera. See here the Mishnah says by Machzis HaShekel that's not acceptable. This was one of the disputes during the period of the Baisheni. This is one of the debates between the Tzdukim and the Chachamim. The Tzdukim said that just like in a Korban Yochid, one person can be Magdash on behalf of someone else. If the other person can't afford it, so I'll pay for the Korban and they'll be Makrovin on behalf of my next door neighbor. So the Tzdukim felt the same is true regarding the Karbanis Tzibur. You can have one wealthy balabas, they'll give $20 million this year to fund all of the Karbanis Tzibur, and they'll hang up a sign in the Beis HaMikdash. All of the Pintmidim and myself in this year were sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so on the occasion of their oldest child's chasana. Whatever. Like anything else, people donate money. So the Tzdukim, there were years that the Tzdukim were running the Beis HaMikdash. They allowed that. They allowed private individuals. He said, you don't need any Machzis HaShekel. They permit private people to fund the Karbanis Tzibur. And when the Chachamim took hold of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Rabbanim were in charge, they said that's not allowed. The only way to be Yotzei Karbanis Tzibur is if they're purchased with the Machzis HaShekel money. So if a non-Jew will donate, the Pashta says the Rabban is right. Yifaslu kol atmidim. They'll be puzzled. No yirat alana. We won't be Yotzei. Mipnei shechelkom. Because part of the karbanos were purchased with the non-Jewish money. You can only be yotzei karbanos tzibur if they're purchased with the Machzis HaShekel money. What the non-Jew gives is not called Machzis HaShekel. It's not bo b'nei edim and edomim. So that's the line that they say Rav Elbel Soloveitchik wasn't so convinced that the Ramban was right. That if a non-Jew will donate Machzis HaShekel and they'll happen to purchase karbanos tzibur using some of that money, that all the karbanos will be possible. I thought the Pashkas and all the Mishnais is like that. That it will be possible. Mitzvah Tes is a very fascinating Ramban. We have a din in the Chumash. We have two psukim in the Chumash that sound very similar. Al pi shnei edim, al pi shlosh edim yokum dover. That's talking about dini mominis. Then you have another pasuk. Al pi shnei edim, al pi shlosh edim yumas ameis. That's talking about din in the Foshes. In order to administer din in the Foshes, you have to have a minimum of two edim or more. Okay? You have to have a minimum of two edim. In order to be moitzi mammon from someone else, you have to have a minimum of two edim. So yumas ameis is din in the Foshes, and din in mammon is as yokum dover. So then you have a repeat of the pasuk by Din and the Farshim. Lo yumas al pi eid echad, al pi shnayim al pi shloish eidim yumas ameis. Lo yumas al pi eid echad. So the Gemara in Makkos at the end of the first parak is bothered with the question: why is the pasuk repeated? It says already you need two eidim. It's self understood. Lo yumas al pi eid echad. Eid echad is not sufficient. So the Gemara explains: lo yumas al pi eid echad doesn't mean eid echad. It means echad echad. If Echad, those who learn Makkos, the end of the first parak, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, what if you have two Edom are watching a murder? Echad roim achal an zeh, v'echad roim achal an zeh, v'ein shneim roim zeh zeh. The two Edom watching the murder, or two Edom watching the Chilul Shabbos, or whatever, the act of Avodah Zarah, each one sees the whole Maisa Avera, but the two witnesses do not see each other. When they both come to Bez, and they say, it was 8:15 in the morning, and he did this and this Avera, and it was on this corner, and they're both watching. So obviously they were watching the same thing, but they didn't notice each other. They were looking from different angles, and neither saw the other. So the Mishnah says, even though you have two Edim, that's Echad Echad, that's called Edus Miuchedus. So the Ramban says that that should be counted as a separate law in the Torah, not to administer Din in the first is based on Edus Miuchedus. So the Megillas Esther says, no, that's just a Prat Min Prat HaMitzvah. The Halacha says you have to have two Edim. And even if you have to aid them, and say this miyuchedus, it's not acceptable. So he says the reason why the Rambam didn't count it is just the detail. This answer that he gives is not really so valid, because the Pashta says that the Ramban is right. If you have the Gemara says if you have echad roi mechal an zeh, the echad roi mechal an zeh, in the case of mominis, they do constitute a kat aidim because they saw the same act. It is the yamitzur of yachad. So Din in the Nefash is basically, if you have two Eid Echuds, Echad Roy Mechal and Zev, Echad Roy Mechal and Zev, the two Eidim don't see each other, basically you have Eidus Miuchedus, but you do have two Eidim. It's a Xeris HaKosuv that you can't administer, you have a Biro, you do have, you are Mevar that the guy's Chai Nis, but it's Halacha, you can't administer Nisus Bezdin, because it's Eidus Miuchedus. It's not one of the Pratim and Pratim Mitzvah that you don't have two Eidim. You do have two Eidim, despite the fact that you have two kosher Eidim and they constitute a kat, and they're mitztaref yachad for din mamonis purposes, but for din nefashis, it's a special din that you're not allowed to administer an einish mises bezdin based on an Eidus Miuchedus. So this is taka taina. Why the Rambam didn't count this as a separate mitzvah slay says in lo yumas al pi eid echad. Okay, we're up to Mitzvah Yud. Next time we'll have to start from Mitzvah Yud. What is it?